Blog Talk Radio. good evening, everyone. I'm your host. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Tonight, I want to have a grown-up conversation. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to hurt anyone. But I just want to help someone. Whether it's myself, a family member, a friend, or even a foe, I'm just hoping that somebody hears what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on tonight. So we're going to just start off with prayer. Father God, we just ask you right now, God, to come into our lives, come into our hearts, God. Forgive us of every sin, God, every sin of commission, every sin of omission, every sin, God. God, forgive us. God, we just ask you to be our Lord and our God, and we to be your people. God, teach us how to just stay before you, focus on you, wait on you, and know that everything you do, God, is because you want to. God, we know that you said you wish that none would perish, that your people perish for a lack of knowledge. But God, we don't want anybody to perish. We don't want anybody to have an excuse. We want everybody to know that they can come to you. We can come to you. We can ask you, oh Lord, with an open and pure heart to save us, forgive us, and break us. For God, we trust you. We trust you with everything we got. All that I have, God, all that I don't have, God, I'm trusting you with everything that you're going to do for me. God, I'm trusting you. God, give me an ear to hear. Give me a heart to receive. Give me a mind to meditate. On whatever your words say, whatever you say, God. Teach me how to be quiet. Teach me how to speak up. God, put a binder on my eyes. Stop in my ears. I don't want to hear anything. Put a plate on my mouth so I don't just spit out anything. I don't want to conversate about anything and everything. God, teach me how to have selective hearing. Teach me how to speak only life. Teach me how to look on things as you would look on them, oh God, not as I would look on them. Teach me how to want the blinders on my eyes for things that you hate to see. God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for covering my family. Thank you for covering my friends. Thank you for covering my job. Thank you for covering me, oh Lord. Thank you, God. Covering our ministry. Every man and woman of God that's connected to Smile 3E, Iron Sharpen the Iron. God, I just want to thank you for covering them and their household and all of their children, oh God. In Jesus' name, we pray that you cover America, bring America back to you, oh Lord, in a mighty way. God, we just ask you to cover right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, y'all, let's start off. We're going to start off with saying that God has the best for us. We just need to understand God has the best for us. We need to understand that how we go about life, we got to stop doing it our way and ask God to teach us to do it his way. For his words say, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Hey, Siobhan, thanks for tuning in. We know that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We know that God has said there's nothing too hard for him, that all things are possible through Jesus Christ. We know this. It's in his word. If you get in his word and you read and study it, you can meditate on it and know that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we have done. There's nothing that God won't deal with. Because the word of God covers it all. I'm going to give you a few examples, and I wish I had more time to give you more. So you want to think this is a ladies thing? There's people in the Bible just because they did certain things or lived a certain way, God used them. Some went about it accepting God's way and doing it the way God said it, and they retained what God had done for them. But some didn't. They got beside themselves. And as people would say, they backslid, or when they began to see themselves as in control. For example, I've heard people say, and I've heard people say, someone said, that God can't use me because of the lifestyle or where I'm at. I'm here to tell you, that's not true. I'm going to repeat it. I'm here to tell you that's not true. I want you to know that it's nothing you have done, it's nothing that you're doing that God cannot use you. Now, I know this is a strong word, and the enemy of our soul don't want the word to come out because it's telling me that my Facebook Live is trying to reconnect. I'm telling you, it said my Facebook Live had went out. I don't know if it did, but if it did go out, I hope you all come back. And I bind the enemy up of trying to get involved with shutting down my Facebook Live. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to plug my phone back up so the enemy can't try to swipe up my battery like he's trying to do. But back to what I was saying. The Bible talks about how people that had mental problems, infirmities, if you want to say it like that, or people were depressed, or people were prostitutes, you know, sometimes even addicts, people would try to talk about things they've done nowadays. Or things they're doing that God won't use them. God will use you. God use the donkey. God will use you. Yes, he will. God will use you. I'm going to start off with talking about, let me get my little note, because like I said, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It was a lady in the Bible named Rahab. Hey, Blue, thanks for tuning in. And everybody knows the story of Rahab, but if you don't, you can go to the book of Joshua and read about her in the second chapter. Rahab was, now I told you all, we're having a grown-up conversation tonight about what God is able and willing and want to do, if you let him. All you got to do is just say yes, Lord, ask him. The word of God says she was a harlot. Y'all know what that means. Nowadays, we call it a whore, prostitute, tramp, chicken head, slut. Let's be grown, y'all. Don't get so saved on me now that you act like you don't use those words, because you do. You do. On a regular. Don't be like, oh, no, she didn't say it. Yeah, I said it. You said it, too. You use the word on the regular. But she was the one that when Joshua sent the two spies out to spy out the land that God had promised them, she took them in and she hid them. And when the king sent word to her saying, send them men out that we knew come to spy out our city, she said, oh, two men did come, but I didn't know whence they come from. Say, Gary, my pleasure, knowledge. Yes, thank you, Gary. She told him she didn't know. Said they went a certain way. If you go, you can find them. But the thing is, she hid them, and she also told him, we know, I know who you are, because we've heard of what your God done. See, you got to know when the word speaks about what God has done for you. See, I done had some challenges in my life that anybody who knows me knows When I tell them I save and I trust God, they know what God has done for me. Hey, Sandra, thanks for tuning in. See, you can't go through some things like I've been through and still wonder if there's a God. You can't go through some things that I've been through and still say, I'm not for sure. For God I live, for God I die. I have been through some stuff that I could tell you God is God and God is for real. He's not on vacation. He's not on a boat ride, a boat trip. He's not out shopping. God is still on the throne. He's just waiting on you. But back to Rahab. When she told them that she heard about how they crossed over on dry land, how their God did what they did, she told them how the people's heart melted. They got scared. And they don't want no problems with them because they knew that fighting them meant they had to fight their God. Not like the elf on the shelf or the God that they was worshiping, those the ones they made. They knew they was living and following a true God, the only God. So she was telling them how when you all come and take this city that we know that the Lord has given you, she said, please, could you spare my father's house, my mother, my brother, my sister, my cousins, my friends, anybody and everybody. And they told her that if she hung something in the window, that they would not bother them. But if they left out, that was they was on their own. But if something happened to them after they gave their oath, that it would be on them. But see, they didn't. But when they came back and did what God told them to, Rahab, because of who she was, nobody figured she deserved it. But because of what she did for God, he blessed her. So regardless if you are or you were or they called you, named you, brand you, won't let you live it down, know that when God changes you, when you let him change you for real, it don't matter what nobody else say. I'm telling you. Because if you ever pay attention to a lot of homeless people outside that addicts or wine heads or whatever you want to call them, if you pay attention to them, you'll see a lot of them is crying out to God. Some of them is even preaching. If they just preaching to themselves or they preaching to people walking past, driving past, when God is in you, now you let God deal with the deliverance. What I mean by that is you stay in your place where you're asking God for deliverance. You're seeking God. You're doing what you feel you need to do, but at the same time, I'm saying you feel that you need to make sure you're seeking God 100%. Because if you was a Rahab, God could change your name. Or you may say, God, I am a whatever your name is. I do have that spirit of Rahab. God, I do walk around with people calling me by that name. But just remember what you do for God. You know, there's another woman that the Bible talks about named Gomer. Gomer, we all know, was married. But she didn't do right by her husband. And God told her husband, Hosea, the prophet, he said to go marry a harlot. Could you imagine God telling you to go out and marry a not secret, could be grown, a prostitute, a tramp, a slut, a skeezer, a chicken head. And everybody knows she won. Could you imagine? What's the first thing you're going to say? Y'all, let's be wrong. The devil is a lie. Yeah. You men know you would say that. You women, too, because see, a lot of you women forget. You got some men out here that's under that same spirit. They may not be Gomer. They could be Gomer. Gomer Powell. You marrying this man, knowing this man is a trap. Trap pleaser, trap getter, trap skeezer, trap keeper. He's looking for a trap. He will try to take you and make you a trap. Know that in the public eye, he wants that look. But when you get home in the private eye, he wants that look. Okay. I'm going to take a drink on that water, that is. So with that being said, when she left and went about her business of being who and what she was, she decided she was going to be happy with what she's doing until they didn't want her no more. Then what did God tell the man of God to do? He said, go find her. Go get her. Now, Gomer wouldn't just, I'm trying to put this, I'm flipping my notes over too. She wasn't just the prophet's wife. She was also the mother of his child. I'm going to read what I wrote. But God not only told the man of God, a prophet, to marry a whore, he told him to go back and find her and redeem her. The reason God did this is because he was and he has shown us that he will never leave us or forsake us because he loves us that much. We are the ones that always leave God. If you remember when you were taught as a child, it taught us that God was our first love. At least that's what I was taught. That God was our first love, and we should go back to our first love. When you sit back and you look at the names people call you, the names people want to label you, you kind of get caught up. But I'm telling you, stay before God. You won't worry about them names. When they say, oh, I remember you used to do this, you say, but God. To God be the glory. I remember some years ago at my church, we was having an event, and they said they wanted a comedian. I said, well, I think I can make people laugh. So I decided I was going to raise my hand and say, I'll do it. So I'll say about a week, I'm going to give it that much time, about a week before the event, one of the leaders called me and said, so what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to just do some jokes, you know. I said, I think I know how to be a gospel comedian. You know, I don't have to use bad words. Now, this is in my beginning of seeking to be saved. And she said to her, what are you going to say? I said, well, first thing I'm going to say, yeah, let's be grown. I said, the first thing I'm going to say is, okay, saints, let's thank God for bringing us together. And instead of me giving you the old speech, the old regular testimony, I'm going to give a confession of how good God is. I want to thank God for saving me, saving the old hoe. That's what I said. She said, oh, no. You can't say that. I said, huh? Kind of broke my spirit, right? Because, see, how many of us know if you weren't a virgin when you got married, you are considered, act like you don't know. Somebody will tell you. So when I was told I couldn't do it, I said, Lord, I know what you told me to say. I said, God, how could you be saved if won't nobody let people know what God has saved them from? See, everybody ain't get saved because they got caught stealing a pencil or a pen or some shampoo out of Family Dollar. Some people got saved while they thought they was having fun, because they was in popular demand. I told y'all we was gonna be grown tonight. We was gonna have a show coming. See, that's a lot of time. See, the Word of God say it's time out for milk. It's time for meat. Until you start really being transparent of where you come from, don't nobody want to tell they was one. Don't nobody want to tell they was called one. Everybody want to act like they dotted every I, crossed every T all the days of their life. But it's not true. It's not true. Now, anyway, make a long story short, it kind of bothered me because I said, God, I know I'm seeking you. I know I'm a fresh saint. Been in church all my life, but I had not allowed church to be in me. I was a part of something, but I wasn't taking living or trying to be 100% a part of it. But I had threw the towel in to say, Lord, pull me in. Tag me in, Lord. So I was felt that God was giving me a chance to say, okay, I want to be a comedian. I want to make people laugh, but I want to do it with letting them know just because you get saved don't mean you suck it on the limit. God will help you laugh and have fun and enjoy Christianity because it's sweet. I can't tell you I serve a good God that's sweeter than sweet. I can't tell you I serve a God that feeds every bird. I serve a God that brings back trees and flowers in their due season. I can't tell you I serve a God like that, but we don't have fun. Well, we have fun over here being saved, you know. So what happened? They got somebody else. Yes, they did. And for God to let me know that I heard what he said, the woman that they got stood up. Not only did she say she used to be a hoe, she said she was also a dope fiend. And she showed her hands, and they was big like she had on boxing gloves. So don't tell me when God tell you to say something, you don't get a chance here to make somebody else do it. So when they trying to shut you down on one thing because of who you say you was or who you thought you was or who somebody else called you to be or who you know you was, don't try to stop what God is doing. Because, see, when God do that, I believe they're stopping their blessing because they're trying to block God's blessing. God don't need no help. Y'all know we always trying to help God. Y'all know we always trying to help God. But what he told you to do, you won't do, but you think you're going to do what you want to do because you trying to help God. Mm-mm-mm. Tell the truth. Now, there's another woman in the Bible. Her name was Mary Magdalene. Now, Mary Magdalene, this is what you get when you don't read the word for yourself. You go by listening. That's why I say, God, let me hear. I heard God tell me, read it for yourself. He said, read it for yourself. Now, what I found out with Mary Magdalene is that she had infirmity. It says seven devils had been cast out of her. She had infirmities. See, a lot of us don't want to admit what infirmities is. A lot of people have struggled, whether it's mental health. Remember earlier I said, well, the government don't give in when they cut down all them programs for the mental health. So you see what the world is in right now because of struggles, infirmities, because of mental health. See, I remember once, a young lady I knew, they said she had had a nervous breakdown. But when I met her, she was on fire for God and she was preaching the word. And God had enlightened her and told her to tell what had happened. So she said, there's a lot of people in here that know me. You can't receive me because you know I had a nervous breakdown. You know when I was in a messed up place. She said, but I tell you, when God stepped in, I was working at the hospital, and They brought a patient in one time, and the young lady told me she just went in the house one day, and she didn't want to come out. Her family said they couldn't get her to comb her hair, brush her teeth, take a bath, change clothes, do nothing. So could you imagine them bringing this woman into the hospital to see a doctor? And I had to be the one to take care of her, but I was trusting God. And I began to speak to this woman every time I see her. I was nice to her. I didn't let her know that the smell bothered me and everything else. I was just polite and everything. And after about 2 years of serving her, when she came to the doctor, what I mean by serving her was giving her kindness, was giving her love, was giving her joy, was giving her a place where she could just be herself. She started to relax and start talking to me and told me her own story. She didn't know what happened, but she had had a nervous breakdown. So one day she showed up. A couple of years went past. She had got her hair done. She had took care of her personal hygiene. And she was smiling. And when she came in, she told me, I thank you because you saw past my struggle. Now, I said that to say this. I could tell you about Mary Magdalene. I read in Luke 7 about how Mary found out that Jesus was going to meet with the Pharisees, and she stood at his feet behind him, and how she cried and couldn't stop crying, and how she washed his feet with the hair on her head, with the tears. And she kept kissing his feet and kissing his feet. And she anointed his feet with the alabaster oil that she had brought in. Now, we don't have a lot of time, so I can't really break it down, but I want you to get this. When Jesus had healed her, she was so grateful. She was so thankful. And when Jesus told her that she was forgiven, and they wanted to know, do he forgive sins also? He basically broke it down and said, look, I came in your house. You gave me no water for my feet. But she washed my feet with her tears. He said, you didn't greet me with a kiss, you know, a brotherly kiss or however. He said, but she's kissing my feet and she won't stop. He said, you didn't even give me oil, but she's blessing my feet with oil. Regardless if it was a valuable oil or whatever, but the fact was she blessed him with what she had. The Bible also teaches us that she was a great part of his ministry. She was probably one of the people that helped support the ministry financially and everything else. When I'm sitting here telling you about Gomer represented the spirit of God's people, always pouring out to another God, always going to the next best thing, always looking for the next best thing, but you won't stay where you know God has already proven his. I can say through a stroke, if I didn't tell you, most likely you wouldn't know I had one. I could tell you through a couple of motorcycle accidents. If I didn't show you my scars, you probably wouldn't notice them. I could tell you through problems with my heart, having surgery. If I didn't show you the thing, you wouldn't know. But when God brings you back from a place that you used to be in, whether it's depression, whether it's mental illness, whether it's nervous breakdown, whether it's a broken heart, whether it's being homeless, whether it's being whatever, when he bring you from the names you've been called and labeled with, whether it was a dope fiend, prostitute, a harlot, a hoe, a tramp, a slut, a trick, whatever. When God forgives you, when he throw your sins in the sea of forgiveness, never to remember no more. When somebody else bring them up, you just smile and say, but if he could do it for me, he could do it for you. There's nothing too hard. I thank God for everything he's done for me. I thank God for everything he's brought me out of. I thank God for being God in my life. I thank God for wanting to be God in my life. I thank God for saving me, setting me free. God is not through delivering, and I'm not through asking him for deliverance. God is still working on me. I'm not perfect. No, no way. I don't even claim to be perfect. But one thing I do claim to be is a lover of Jesus Christ. I love the Lord with all my heart. I love the Lord because I know where I was, where I got to, where I fell in, and when God brought me out. All I can say is, God, I thank you. There's nothing too hard for God. And as long as you keep looking at things like, well, you know, somebody said, somebody remembered, somebody knows. I don't care what you said. I don't care what you remember. I don't care what you know. Because one thing I do know, you still live back there. I'm up here somewhere. How they say, I'm going to run to the home plate and score. You still in the batter box waiting for them to call your turn because you're so busy remembering yesterday. Yesterwins used to be you. Stay out. If you want to stay in my pasture, stay there. God is too good for me to be holding on to what used to be. I thank God. I thank God. You know, and I would tell you, it was some men that dealt with struggles. David dealt with moral weakness. That was a struggle. Y'all, come on now. Solomon dealt with weakness. That was a struggle. How many wives, concubines? Saul dealt with struggles. He had to call David to play the instrument when the evil spirits came. Look, don't sit here and believe and act like you dot every I across every T. If you do, go to God. God had me to share with a couple of people, including myself. I'm going to say this first before I say that. A lot of times we get caught up on where we think we are. A lot of times we do things not knowing how it looks to other people. A lot of times we do things not realizing the spirit that's hovering over us. So God has said to me, and he told me to share with two other people, he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I begin to say, Father, forgive me. I don't want to be double-minded. I don't want to assume or appear to be double-minded. I don't want to be mistaken as double-minded. And I had to say, God, help me with the conversation that I allow around me. And Minister Margaret saying they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Yes. I said, God, teach me how not to let anything and everything enter my ear. God, teach me how to carry myself. I don't want to look a certain way. I don't want to act a certain way. And God, if I am, help me, Lord. Help me to hear you when you tell me, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't wear that. You know, I thank God for my apostle, like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. She tells me all the time, Renee, watch how you say that, or watch how you do this. You know, because a lot of times people can't get to where you at or you say you at because they hear you from another place. I hope y'all know what I mean by that. Don't sound like you still walking back there. Bring yourself to the place you're trying to claimed you at. I'm claiming to be saved. I want to. I'm not saying I'm going to just walk around, oh, glory be to God. The Lord is good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm not saying that. But I want, when I walk or talk, people to say something different about me. She carries herself a certain way. She's a certain way. People that know me say, oh, I know the old Renee or Sylvia or whatever they want to call her. I know her. That right there. You know, but I, don't get me wrong. I wasn't no punk on the other side. God had pulled me over here to be a punk. I'm not no punk. All I am is pressing towards the mark of a high calling. Ah! There's a difference now in my walk because I want to. There's a difference now in my talk because I want to. There's a difference now in the conversation that I'm having because I'm wanting to, and I'm asking God, God, take a hold of everything I see, everything I hear, everything I speak, and the way I walk and the way I dress. God, I don't want nobody looking at me saying, y'all can put that in the blank what you want. But I want to say thank you all for joining in. It's so much that we could talk about on tonight. It's so much that we could go into, you know, we could go into even with depression. Moses was depressed. He was always running to God, worried about what the people say, this and that. It's a lot of things you could get, but you got to remember this. When they loud, with each and every one of them loud, God can bring them out. They was used for the glory of God. Rahab, she saved the spies. Mary Magdalene, she supported the vision that Jesus had. Gomer walked into the calling of showing the prophet why he told him to marry her, because she represented the spirit that's on God. God, let's break those spirits off us. God, please break those spirits off us. God, let us want you to break those spirits off us. People, let's pray, God, break those spirits off us. No more infirmities, no more struggling with mental illness or mental issues. No more struggling with how you know how they say, a hook, a crook, you better get some tools and fuse. Let's break that off. Let's pray and ask God to take that mindset away. Let's pray and ask God for that. So I'm going to ask, is there anybody on Blog Talk would like to say something at this time?
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to say I thank God for him knowing us and him knowing our name and him teaching us our name and him teaching us the power in his name and the power of the blood. And I thank God, for if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would truly be lost. Because like you said, Mr. Sylvia, whenever people remind me of, you used to do this or you used to that or you still do or this or that, I think about God and how they just reminded me how deep his love is for me, that he would reach way down and then Mari Clay and pick me up.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk who would like to say something? Okay, for the fact is, I thank God for just knowing that God is able. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. We know that, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to make sure I don't mess it up. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And with that being said, just know God has the power. He's constantly giving us the love. And he's always trying to make sure we have a sound mind. If we keep our mind stayed on him. If we keep our mind stayed on him, believe me, there are benefits in asking God to be your God. And answering his call when he knocks on your heart, you don't have to say who it is, but you already know who it is. So at this time, I'm going to turn the program over to Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, so that she can go from there for the program. It's in your hands, Dr. Kaiser. Apostle, it's in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sylvia. This is the time in the program when we get to let you know the things that we have coming up for Smile 3E. Oh, my goodness. I am so grateful for what God is doing. So I'm actually going to start off with what we do on Friday night, even though what I'm going to be talking about is next Friday night. So next Friday night, we will either have Prophet Antoine or Minister Sylvia back on the air, and they will be on the air at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Let's Talk. So, you know, we're on the air tonight, and it's Minister Sylvia, but her and Prophet Antoine, you know, they flip-flop because this man of God is an international prophet. So, you know, he's going here and there and everywhere. So he may be available on next Friday, or maybe he won't, for Smile 3 Presents Let's Talk. And then we have on every Sunday, the Lord allows us to minister, myself and my sister, Minister Sheila, will minister, or maybe one of these days we'll get Minister Brandon back on the air. Hallelujah. I pray that we do for our Sunday morning. And at that time, that's at 9:30 Central Standard Time or 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. So please join us for Friday night or our Sunday mornings, because we have most of our programs are at night, but on Sunday, of course, that's the beginning of the week, and that's the one day that we are on the air in the morning. So I pray that you can join us. You know, drop by, join us, and then go head on and go to your service at your church or your ministry or whatever you call your gathering. And then we are followed up immediately on that Monday with Iron Sharpening Iron, where the Minister Sylvia, in this case, and on this Monday, she will actually be a part of the ministry team. And that's the fourth Monday of every month. Minister Sylvia, along with Mother Tony, along with Minister Ron, they'll be on the air. And that's Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And also that's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us Sunday morning, Monday night, or Friday night. And we'll probably within the year start doing, you know, different programs to present different ministry gifts. So if you have a ministry gift or something that you would like to share with our listening audience, on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio, which is www, the World Wide Web, just let us know. Just get in contact with Minister Sylvia, and she will pray about it, and we will talk about it, and we will let God have his way. So that's some of the ministry programs that we do. And then our foundational scripture for all that we do in Smile 3E is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Minister Sylvia, do you have anything before I pray the program out?
No, I don't. I just want to tell everybody thank you. Be blessed, repent, and let God do the rest.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for the program on tonight. We thank you for allowing Minister Sylvia to not only have a grown person's conversation, as she said, but that she would yield to your leading, that she would lead to yield to what you're saying so that she can lead the people in that which you've given her. God, teach us how to lead and yet how to follow. God, we thank you that you have gone in and you tore down every stronghold, strongholds of self-righteousness. For they too, God, are the ones that are the Pharisees and the Sadducees that think they've done everything right. But yet, God, we know that your word even reminds us in Matthew 6:16 about those that were demon-possessed, those that had spirits cast out of them, those that were healed from all manner of sickness and infirmities. We thank you, God, for being our Redeemer, for you're without spot, you're without wrinkle, you're without blemish, and yet you're a restorer from those that have been caught in bondage, those that have walked in jealousy or even walked in the spirit of Jezebel, those that have walked in pride and perversion, those that walk in an antichrist spirit, those that walk in a deaf and dumb spirit that act like they don't want to hear the word and they don't want to speak the word. Those that walk in a familiar spirit or a spirit of fear that don't want to obey you because of what somebody said or them thinking that this or that is greater than you. God, thank you for tearing down even those things in our lives that will cause us to make someone or something our idol. We thank you for all of the infirmities that you have obliterated and annihilated within our lives. We thank you for even the spirit of heaviness that Minister Sylvia had talked about, where people are walking around depressed. We also thank you, God, for we know that you're our Redeemer, you're our Restorer, you're our Purifier, you're present in our life, you're our Balm of Gilead, God, and you go into our central nervous system and you heal us. You go into our circulatory and cardiovascular system and you heal us. You go into our lymphatic system and you heal us. You go into our digestive system and you heal us. You go into our reproductive system and you heal us. You go into our musculoskeletal system and you heal us. You go into our respiratory system and you make us whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being our strong deliverer. We thank you for being our foundation. We thank you for being a fountain of living water. We thank you for being our hiding place and our resting place. We thank you for being high and lifted up. We thank you for you are righteous and you have imputed us with your righteousness. We thank you for being that Lord, that is mighty in battle. You're the only one and true and living God, for you've given us hands to war and fingers to fight, God, and we do it for your glory. God, be glorified in all that we do and say. God, you get the glory. We give you all the glory. We surrender to you, God. We submit to you, God. Our ears are sanctified and circumcised to only hear you. Our lips and our mouths will only speak what you say to speak. God, we thank you for giving us the heart of flesh. God, we thank you for giving us the ability to see people the way you see them. God, if there's anything in us that has caused us to be self-righteous or that has caused us to be critical of one another, take it out, destroy it in the name of Jesus, annihilate it, obliterate it, the same way you would that person that was walking in infirmities, demonic this or that person that was walking in whoredom. Deliver us, God, for there are no big sins and little sins. There are things that separate us from you. And God, we don't want to be separated from you. So be glorified, for you are our God, and we love you, and we surrender to you, and we thank you for the program on tonight that gave us strong words, that gave us meat, that gave us what you wanted us to hear. And if anyone was offended or if anyone was taken back by the words that were being used, God, take that right there, God, and use it for your glory, because you're a strong God. And if we can listen to the cussing of Pastor from Texas that passed recently that said he just put a little salt and seasoning on what he said, God, they can accept that which you give us to deliver your people for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.